Good morning, Hooch.
Yes, good morning, listeners, and good morning, Darren.
Gee, you sound up and about this morning.
I was awake before you rang. it's quite a rare occurrence.
Okay, now, before we get into the fishing, you were saying off the air the Cam River Bridge. Now, what I heard yesterday when I left work was that it was due to open for the weekend, so, you know, late today or tomorrow. So yeah, what have you heard?
Well, she's on again, off again. I've got some mates down there, and I really feel for those people down around that bridge. I first originally thought when it happened and everyone was whinging, it was like, well, you know, come on, get some perspective. There's people in Ukraine that are, you know, that whistle's not the kettle boiling. It's a missile coming in to land on their roof. And I thought, well, it's just a bridge shut. But the more I look at it, it is a quite encumbrance to those people in that area. So I do feel for those people. But, yeah, I heard from a few mates that the bridge was open again by the weekend. And then just this morning I was having a bit of a scout about. And then Roads Taz 12 hours ago have said that, no, unfortunately, the Cam River Bridge will not be open for two lanes this weekend.
Bugger.
They're saying while the concrete is hardening as expected, further detailed engineering modelling and analysis has meant that it won't be open. There's still some concerns, and so they're not going to put anyone at risk, and that's fair enough. So the bridge will remain closed as single lane.
All right, so what's that website? Roads Taz?
Roads Taz. It just came up in my feed as I was looking for a few bits and pieces to chat about this morning, and yeah, so Roads Taz for that information. That came up 12 hours ago, so it could be, who knows, it might have changed, but no, at this stage, bridge still shut for weekend to single lane.
Mm. All right, so the weather's a little bit better, although the wind will be up for the next couple of days. We've got mainly westerlies. But, gee, we've had a fair soaking over the last couple of weeks due to the old La Nina.
We certainly have, and that has meant it's been very difficult for anglers. The water flow for most anglers makes it tricky in the rivers, and then the high amount of debris and fresh water offshore and in close has made it difficult for saltwater anglers. But with the weather settling down, we should see a lot more fishing. There's some really good fishing going on at the lakes at the minute. I am seeing some really good fishing at Lake Crescent. They do nickname that lake the Lake of 1,000 Casts, but once you do catch a fish, it's normally a trophy fish. There's some really nice fish up there. I haven't heard too much about the Great Lake. The local rivers, for those that know where to go when the river flow is quite high, sometimes when the river flow is up, like I've said before, a lot of food in the water and the trout are really feeding quite hard. So if you can find a little backwater or somewhere where the trout is sort of nose up into the current, and there's a lot of current at the minute, you can do quite well.
Mm. So I saw a photo on the Advocate yesterday. I love looking at the fishing photos in the paper, and there's a young bloke by the name of Jackson with a 6.5-pound trout he got out of the Cam River, actually, earlier this week.
Well, nice work, and there you go. That's my point exactly. If you know where to soak a worm or where to put your lure, while these rivers are flowing quite hard, there's some really good fish looking for a free feed, because it's basically... it's like if you're hungry and upending the takeaway store right in your lap, that's what the water flow does. It brings the food and the nutrients down to the fish, and they feed hard, so that's good.
Yeah. All right, let's talk beach fishing. We haven't done that for a while.
No, I was just mentioning off air that I'm really, really quite excited about daylight savings, because it's a time, this time of year, when the evenings are supposed to be getting a little milder. I love grabbing the chairs and the kids and the beach rods and going out and having a bit of a fish, and it's a really nice, enjoyable time. You know, you catch the odd fish, but for me, it's more about getting the kids out, letting them run around the sand dunes, find some things in the dunes and muck about with rocks and seashells. And sometimes when I'm trying to fish, they're down there knee-deep in the water running around. But it's a really great activity, and I'm looking forward to the weather settling down so I can get the chairs out, the beach rods, and soak a few baits. It's a really cool, really cool way to spend an evening in Tasmania. Incoming tide is obviously normally the best, and so sometimes you've got to watch those tide charts to make sure that the low light and the evenings are the best time to go.
Well, I'll have a look at the tides now. So We've got a high at 20 past 2 this afternoon, 3.3 metres. Saturday's high at 3.10 in the afternoon, 3.3. Sunday's high, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 3.4. So I got wind warnings up for today and tomorrow. Westerlies getting up around 35 knots for those who are thinking about taking a boat out. So not great. Seas 2 to 3 metres. So perhaps a bit windy today and tomorrow. Sunday morning looks like the pick. Looks like the wind's going to calm down a bit Sunday morning with a fair bit of sunshine.
Yeah, it's still quite tough, isn't it, with the sound of things with that wind. And then Sunday morning, the wind stops, but I'm not sure that the rain, I think the rain comes through.
That's right, yeah. So it'll be apparently sunny and a lot less windy on Sunday morning before the next system hits us. Apparently late Friday, late Sunday afternoon into Sunday night.
Well, there you go. People are going to have to watch the weather and pack some warm clothes and some raincoats.
Mm. Right. Cray season.
Yes, cray season. That is coming up and we are excited because we've booked a couple of little fishing shacks down at Strawn. And we'll actually get out and have a fish for a while. We haven't really fished hard for quite some time, but Clinton Howe and myself, and we'll take some kids down and we'll head out and we'll hopefully find some crayfish. Stripey trumpeter season opens at the same time, so while our pots are soaking, we'll head out and try and catch some stripey trumpeter. So that is very exciting. We are looking forward to that, and that's something that people look forward to each year, so that's good fun.
Yeah, so that opens up next weekend, doesn't it?
Let me have a think. We better not
say. I think it's
it must be. Cause that's
November 5, next weekend.
Yep, definitely, because that's when we're off.
Right. Anything else you want to crack on about?
Well, I probably should have a real quick mention to the Real Keen Fishing Club's event in November. And the reason why I do that is they're a very cool group of people, and they really promote the community and kids and fishing and all sorts of stuff. They're out there at Port Sorrell, and they just... This year, the event is more like a festival than a fishing comp. They've got so much going on. So I would suggest that those people interested would go across to the Real Keen Fishing Club Facebook page and have a look at the detail there. But it's primarily a fishing comp, and they've done it for a couple of years now. But this year, you know, because of the effort that they've put in, they've been supported by a lot of companies on the coast, and there's some really good prizes. And they've got a lot going on, and there's a bit for everyone, really. So I'd get along to their Facebook page and check that competition out. That's at the end of November. I think it's 3 weeks' time. Actually, I can tell you the date if I'm clever enough and my eyes will work. It is the 20th of November, 19th and 20th of November. So it's a two-day comp.
Is that a onshore or offshore comp?
It's a bit of, I think it's, you've got to have a boat, but you can win it if you fish in the estuary there at Port Sorrell,
right,
or you can win it if you go out wide. I think last year Jarvis Wall won it, and there's a bit of tactics to it because it's across a number of species, but there's also some prizes just for the single biggest species. I think the main prize is if you catch a few different species. But, I mean, there's $500 for the biggest tuna. There's even a prize for the biggest squid, which I reckon is fantastic. What else is there? There's prizes for the biggest flathead, I'm sure. There's a raffle that is being conducted for a $500 gift voucher. There's all sorts going on. I just can't read enough.
Well, that's plenty. Yeah, so we'll talk more about that in the coming weeks. So that sounds great fun for the family. All right, anything else you want to mention before we go?
No, I just think it's important that we probably reiterate that, unfortunately, the bridge there in Cam River will not be open this weekend as first mentioned, yeah.
As according to the Tas Roads website.
That's exactly. Yeah, don't take it from me.
You got to put that disclaimer in, mate.
Yeah, no, I'm not to be trusted.
Well, yeah. Well, there's been a lot of action on Facebook about that this week, as you know, and a lot of false information, let's say. But so that's what you're hearing. All right, very good. Well, that's unfortunate because the word was that it would be open for the weekend, but you're saying apparently not. Anyway.
Not open, but I did have a rumour that they're going to hold a bikini car wash.
Right, eh?
All-male bikini car wash.
And all like sort of getting out in Borat. Swimsuit style.
The men, the man Cheney, like that chap in the Bernie 10. Did you see that?
I know. What about that guy? Very nice.
He's actually a pretty good runner, they tell me. He's a pretty good song.
I don't think running was his top priority. I think it was more about getting on the TV cameras.
Yeah, not sure, but it was
good. Anyway, good on him.
So he's got to go.
All right. See you, mate.